Okay, beginning Masechtas Erechin. Erechin means that you give a donation to the Beis HaMikdash based on a person's age and gender. It could be yourself, it could be anybody else. As a matter of fact, the first two words of the Mishnah, Hakol Ma'arichin. Anybody can make a vow like that. Anybody can make a vow like that. Now when it says Hakol Ma'arichin, anybody can make a vow like that. It means to include somebody who you would think couldn't make such a vow like that. Even the guy you thought couldn't, he could do it. And number two, by the way, Hakol Ma'arichin, says Rashi, Hakol Ma'arichin, Eruch Kasuv Baparsha. It's the Eruch that's mentioned in the Parsha. What do you think Rashi meant by that? Like, what's he trying to tell you? What did he write that for? Right? Some say it's because you would have thought, like very similar to the first question in Shas, right? The Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Amosai, Kornish, Shema. When do you say Shema? And Myra. When do you start saying Shema? And the Gemara asked, well, who mentioned anything about Shema? The Gemara already, what time do you say Shema? Who said anything about Shema? Same thing over here. Hakol Ma'arichin. Rashi says, yeah, there's such a thing as Erechin in the Torah. Go look it up. Then Rashi says, oh, next one, number two, is Vinna Erechin. Everybody can be the subject of an Erech vow. I could say, I'm going to pay the Erech value of anybody. Number three, Nodrin. Anybody can make a neder. Now a neder is not based on a set amount set in the Torah. Rather, how much every person's worth. Strong, weak, right? Good looking, the Gemara is going to say, not good looking. Everyone's got their own value. Rashi says, neder, the first Rashi on top there, neder, demei olai. Someone says, I'm going to give a neder, demei olai. Vishamim oso ke'eved, and we evaluate like an eved, hanem kabashuk. I'll give his value. How much would that guy fetch in the Eved market? What kind of Eved? In Eved Ivri, Eved Kanani? Rashi doesn't say. Rashi doesn't say, it's vague. And number four, why? Doesn't have a value? The reason why I'm asking that question is because wait 10 more minutes. And number four is Vinidrin. Everybody can be the subject of I'll give the value, I'm not the Erech value. The real value of anybody. Anybody you want. Now the Mishnah, in case that wasn't enough, now the Mishnah goes further. Kahanim, Leviim, Yisraelim, all these people can give vows. And Gemara's going to ask, why would I think they can't? Why is the Mishnah telling me this? Kahanim, Leviim, Yisraelim can give neder vows. Who else is left? Nashim, women. Nashim, women. Va'avadim.
It says already all.
I know. So it's all repetitive. The whole Mishnah's repetitive. And what's Avadim? Avadim. Kind of Avadim. Every Kenani can give an Erech vow? Can every Kenani can give a neder? Does an every Kenani even have any money?
He can.
Yeah. So Rashi says, Noshim Va'avadim, it's like 5-6 lines down in the Rashis, Umashlimin, and when do they pay the debt? La'achar Zman, Kishenes Garsha, Isha, when the woman gets divorced, or Sheneshtacher ha'eved, or when the eved gets free. Why? Because when a woman is married, she has no independent money. Whatever she has belongs to the husband. An eved doesn't have any money. Whatever the eved has belongs to the master. I don't have any money. So what do you mean the eved's making a vow? Yeah, says Rashi, after he gets freed, he owes the money. And after she gets divorced. Okay? The Tosfos says, the second Tosfos, Rashi said it means after they get freed. Says Tosfos, Inami or. There's another way they could have money. How? What's the way they could have money? How can an Eved have money? Spend like a day of
church. We don't understand what an actual Eved is.
No,
we've
got a gift.
Oh, could get a gift. So therefore what? Keep going. Shinosan Lohem Almanas She'en L'Rav Olabal Rishus Ben. Somebody gives the Eved or the wife a gift on the condition that the husband or the master has no touch, has no say in that money. Does that even work? It does work.
Yeah.
What kind of correct? Correct. What kind of mechanism is that?
We think it's like movies.
What kind of mechanism is that?
What about Yerusha?
What? How can an Eved have Yerusha? An Eved doesn't have Yerusha.
He's a
guy.
You said Eved Kenani before.
It's exactly. What's an Eved Kenani?
Oh, yeah.
Right? Now, Vafilu Elohim, even if they don't have the money, Nostin alehem biyad, kizhani b'tosefta, nashim v'avadim nodrin v'nidrin, nashim and avadim can donate, im yesh lehem bizman hazeh, government, if they have the money, somehow, fantastic. And if not, kosin alav, we write a receipt. Not a receipt, we write a note, what do you call it? A debt. V'govin l'achazman, l'achazman, right? And we'll collect it whenever we can.
IOU.
An IOU, exactly. Now, v'eved says to us, let's listen to this one. Afal gav digabi mitzvos yesh lo din isha. Even though when it comes to mitzvos, they have mitzvos like a woman, so they can't allow the murder. They're not allowed to murder. But by the same token, they don't wear tefillin. Right? Nevertheless, gabe, lefi erech, zacharu. At the end, they're still males. Still a male. So when you do an erech, I'll do an erech in my eved. Can you do that? Of course you can do that. What's your eved? Your eved's a male. If it's just like an isha, doesn't make a difference. So what? When it comes to erech, he's valued like a man. No one ever said anything that he's judged like a woman when it comes to erechim. That doesn't make any sense. He's just like a male. His mitzvah was like a woman? Okay, his mitzvah is like a woman. What is he really? He's really a man. Okay.
So,
yeah.
I guess that was commonplace back then. They wouldn't just say, I'm giving 100 shekel to the base of mitzvah, say, I'm giving Nachum's value?
Why would they do that? It's in the Torah. It's in Parshas Pichu Kosai.
I know, but I'm saying, why wouldn't you just say, I'm giving 100 shekel out
there? Why is it done like that? I don't know.
That's a great question.
Right, it is a good question. Now, next. Tumtum v'androgynous, a tumtum and an androgynous, nodrin v'nidrin, they can give a donation based on themselves, and they can give a donation based on each other, because that's just how much are they worth in the slave market, so someone can buy one of them. And by the way, also, umarichim, and they could say, I will give the erech value of somebody else.
Where does he have the funds to do that?
No, he's a tumtum. No, we're talking about a tumtum now and an androgynous. So Tumtum can say, I'll give the value of Chaim Kanievsky. Tumtum could say that. So how old is he, and what is his gender? And you give the Erech value. Neder and Nedava, they can give Neder themselves. Whatever I can get in the slave market, that's what I'll donate.
What are they, male or female?
So we don't know. But they can, but Neder has nothing to do with that. Neder has nothing to do with male or female. It's just a donation. Ma'arichin, they can give the value of somebody else. But they can't give their own value. Avalon ne'erachin, they can't give their own value. Why not? She'ein ne'erach ela hazachar vaday ne'keva vadoz. They can only give a vaday. And since they're a suffik, they can't give their own value. Next.
What they
identify doesn't work that way.
One second, why can't, if they can be bought or sold in the slave market?
Because the slave market goes by whatever someone wants to pay for them.
So why can't I give my value?
Because what gender are you?
Whatever somebody would pay in the market.
No, because the erech is set amount in the Torah. Male, female, and ages. So that's not a male, not a female. It's a suffix. Therefore, there can't be an erech value. Cherishot of a cotton. A cherishot of a cotton. Right? Nidrin. They can be the subject of an erech. I'll pay whatever that kid can get from confection to the slave market. I'll pay that. Also, the nerechin. I'll give his erech value. As long as it's over 30 days old, they have a value. Avalo nodrin, they can't make any neders. Velo marachin, they can't make any erech promises, but they should ain't behem das, because they don't have any das. They don't have halachic das. Right? It's like we always say, the Vilna Gaon when he was 12 years old, knew more than all of us in this room put together. But didn't have halach, he couldn't count it for a minion. Right? Okay. Now the Gemara wants to know, why did it say hakol, all four of them? What did it come to include? So hakol ma'archin. Anybody can make such a promise. Lasuyi might cause it come to include. Lasuyi muflu samach l'ish. Even though we just said that a cotton can't do it, when it comes to neders, a 12-year-old boy and an 11-year-old girl, really, already they're old enough to make neder vows. If we have to give them a test, and if they pass the test, they're old enough to make neder vows. A shota and a cheresh can never make a vow. But a cotton, he's already 12 years old, or even a girl's 11 years old, they're almost adults already, and they have to do another year. If they're mature, it's a good neder. Ne'erachin, lasuyemai. What does it mean ne'erachin? That could be the subject of an erech. Who's that come to include? Anybody could be a subject of an erech vow. Who's that come to include? Mai lasuyi menuvel umukashchin. A guy is a menuvel or mukashchin means he's full of. No one's going to buy that in a slave market. No one's going to buy such a person. Right? I would have thought. Neder be'erkecha ksiv. It says neder be'erkecha. So we make a comparison. Kol she yeshno b'damim, yeshno be'erchin. Anybody in the world of the slave market is in the world of erechin. For kol she eino b'damim, eino be'erchin. And if you're not in the world of the slave market, you're not in the world of erechin. And therefore, since these people, nobody's not in the slave, nobody's going to buy them. They're right there, whatever they are, whatever they look like. So maybe I would think there's no erech v'era either. The answer is, Kamash Malan, Nefashos Kaldahu, as long as they're alive. As long as they're alive. And what they look like, what they smell like, as long as they're alive, Erech, no question. No question at all. And that's different than a Neder. A Neder goes by the value. The guy has no value. He's 100-year-old, full of disease, he's lying in his bed. No one's buying that person. But when it comes to Erech value, they have a value.
So it wouldn't be Chal by Neder, or just wouldn't...
You can't make such a net. Nobody would do it. Now, nodrin la suye mai. What does it mean, nodrin? Nodrin means anybody can make a neder. So the truth is, says the Gemara, there's no reason why the Mishnah said that. There's no reason why it said that. Nidrin itzrichale. It was just said to keep the flow of the Mishnah, to keep the nidrin. Anybody can be the subject of a donation. Nidrin la suye mai. What does that come to include? Who else is on the list? You want to tell me it comes to include them? It's preferish in the Mishnah. That they could be the subject of a neder. The next Mishnah. Less than 30 days old, a brand new baby. That's in the next Mishnah. It says it straight out in the next Mishnah. You want to tell me it comes to include a guy? That's in the next Mishnah. Coming up. I'll pay the value of the goy. You can do that. So, why did it say anybody can be the subject of a neder? Anybody. Who anybody? All these people we know already. So what did the Mishnah mean here when it said anybody? Who? So the Gemara says, L'olam la'suyei pachas yibin chodesh. Really, it comes to include a baby less than 30 days old. It's in the next Mishnah. Good. Tani Vahadar Mafarish. You're right. The Mishnah mentions it here, and it's going to mention it again in the next Mishnah and a few Mishnah coming up. That's not such a big crime. That's the answer. Now that the Mishnah said, Hakol Ne'erechim, anybody can make such a vow. The Gemara is going to go through for the next at least 2 days, if not more 3 days. No, we're not talking about Erechim now for the next 3 days. We're going off on a tangent now. All the places in Shas where Mishnah said, Hakal, anybody can do this. And when it says anybody can do this, it means to include somebody who you would think couldn't do it. So we're going to go down through Shas, all different random topics about Hakal, anybody can do this. Here we go, the first one. Hakal Somchin, anybody can do smicha on a behema. You have to put your hands on a behema. Anybody can do that. What do you mean anybody can do that? I can't do that for your behema. What do you mean anybody can do that? What does that come to include? Right, you're bringing a banana. I can just go run up there, push you out of the way, and do smicha. So what does that mean? Anybody. No, lasuya yoresh. It means to come to include a father donated a behemoth for a carbon, and the father died. The son could do smicha in his place. That's what it means. It could include a yoresh. Udaloka Rabbi Yehuda, and not like Rabbi Yehuda. Then, that's one. Now the next one, the reason why we're gonna these are two together, is because Rabbi Yehuda is going to argue on both of them. Hakol Mamrin, anybody can make Tamura. What is Tamura? Tamura means I donated an animal, animal A, and I said, you know what, animal B is so much nicer. I'm going to switch the Kedusha from animal A to animal B. Now, you're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to do that. And it's an aver if you do that, actually. But the Kedusha is chal on both animals, A and B. So anybody can do that. Anybody can do that. What you're not supposed to do. Anybody can do that. Who does that come to include? Anybody could do that. Hakol Mamrin, Lasuya Mai, Lasuya Yilo Yorish. A father donated a behema, an animal for a carbon, and the father died. And the son says, you know, my father was such a cheapskate. He donated such a cheap. I'm going to donate a nicer one. He could do that right in place of his father. He can't do it, but he has the ability to do it. Lasuya Yorish Udlo Krab Yehuda, not like Krab Yehuda. The Tanya, Yorish Somech, a Yorish can do smicha. Yoresh Meimar, a Yoresh can do Tamura. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yoresh Eino Somech, A Yorish cannot do smicha, and Yorish ain't meimar. A Yorish cannot do tumura. He has no power to do that. It's like me doing tumura for you. I have no shaykhis to your behema, to your carbon. Not you, not even part of your family. Now, my time with Rabbi Yehuda, why did Rabbi Yehuda say that a Yorish can't do it? So the Gemara says, because it says karbono. Your carbon. Somebody brings a carbon. Your carbon. Now Rashi points out, karbono, Rashi is like a few lines down where we are, that gabe smicha ktivi tlasa karbono. It says the word karbono three times over there in the Torah by smicha. Gabe shlamim b'vayikra. And by the shlamim b'vayikra. And we're going to learn three things out of these three karbonos. Why does it have to say three times your carbon, your carbon, your carbon? We're excluding people who you think would be included. Says if you know who's excluded? A Yorish. I would think he's included. Why is he included? Hey, he inherits everything. He takes over his father's alive. Right? So I would think he's included. No. Says if he's not included. It says carbono. Only the father could do that, not the son. Right? Darash of Yehuda, l'chad menayar carbono, v'lo carbonoviv. One of the carbonos is him, not his father. What? Shlomim. Yeah. Right, you don't do smicha on a chatas anyway. Maybe you do. I don't know. But only a carbon you do smicha. Hey, right. Now, carbonov below carbonoviv. And by the way, now that only explains smicha. What about tamura? Why can't a son do tamura? Because v'yolif tchilas hektish misof hektish. He learns out the beginning of hektish from the end of hektish. What does that mean, the beginning of hektish? Beginning of hektish is tamura. By making tamura, you've created hektish. Sof hektish is the last thing you do before you shecht it, is smicha. So he makes a comparison. Just like the end of it, the smicha, only the father, so to the beginning, only the father. Right? Ma sof hektish. Yorish eno somech, the last thing you do before you shecht an animal, is smicha. The son can't do it. Why can't the son do it? Karbono, not karbon aviv. So to the beginning of hektish, you're creating hektish. Now the father already created hektish. He already donated an animal. Now you want to switch it to someone else? That's creating hektish. You can't do it. It's not yours. What? Nobody. According to Yehuda, nobody. What could you do? Nobody. You'll bring it because he donated it. No smicha. Right?
Who brings it?
I guess
the guy died.
The son maybe could bring it, but he can't do smicha. Whatever that is. Right? Now Yorish ain't no meimar. So too, Yorish can't do meimar. Now, Rabbanon. And the Rabbanon, I'm sorry. Right, Rabbanon. And the Rabbanon say that a son can do tamura. He can. Where'd they get that from? So it says, Rabbanon, Hamar Yamir. It says a double lashon, Hamar Yamir in the Torah. You shall surely do tamura. L'Rabbah says a Yoresh. That includes a Yoresh. And he learns, V'alfinan sof hektish, v'kizat hektish. He learns out the end from the beginning. Matchilat hektish, Yoresh meimar. The beginning, to start off the hektish, the son could do it. He could create another Kedusha by making Tamura. How could he do that? Torah said straight out, Harmar Yamir, Af, so Hektish, Yorish Tomech, so too at the end of Hektish, the Yorish could do it. What does the end of Hektish mean? Smicha, the last thing you do, you foreshecht an animal, do Smicha. So the Rabbanan say that the Yorish could do both, and Rabbanan says the Yorish can't do either of them. Now, Rabbanan,
how does the Yorish, I don't get it, the father died, so he's a Yorish. So the animal belongs to him anyway.
No, it doesn't. He donated it to the Beit HaMikdash. Someone has to bring it.
The father donated.
The father donated, and the father died. So what do you do with it? Bring it to the carbon. Can the son do smicha in place of the father? Machlokas. Can the son do tamura in place of the father? Machlokas. Now, according to the Rabbanon, who held that you could stand in the shoes of your father, what does karbono mean? Karbono, only him. Only it says karbono, your carbon, you could do smicha. So what does that mean? How can the son stand in his shoes? So, Rabbanon, hi karbono, my oven lay. What does he do with the word karbono? So, mi boyele, karbono, velo karbon, ovi kochavim. If a guy wants to bring a karbon, we let him, but there's no smicha. That's number one. Number two, karbono, velo karbon, chavero. You can't do smicha for somebody else. I'm too late, I'm too busy to go to, you go for me, you do smicha for me. No such thing. And number three, karbono, l'rabos, kol bale chobrin l'smicha. Let's say 10 people decide to bring a karbon together. Right? All 10 have to do smicha. Why? It's all their carbon.
Separately?
Yes. Maybe at the same time. But the point is, you do smicha. I'm tired. You go do it for me. We're bringing it together. No such thing.
Just like I can't put it on film.
Exactly.
Obviously, it's not mocking if you don't do smicha. The carbon is the carbon, right?
What?
What's the point a smicha, you don't need to do it, it seems like.
What's the point of smicha? I don't know what the point of smicha.
You don't have to do smicha. You can do it without, Yoresh doesn't have to do it.
Correct.
So you don't need, it's not integral to the...
If you're alive, it is, no? I don't know. Now, Rabbi Yehuda said that one of the karbanos is used, not your father. So there were, he meant one of the three, not your friend, not a goy, and a group. And now we have your father. So there's four, there's only three words. So what do we do now? So Rabbi Yehuda, l'rabos kol balei chovrin l'smicha lesley, he doesn't hold from that din. As Rashi says in the bottom line, the sfirulei echad tzomech l'kulan. Rabbi Yehuda holds, it's not true that everyone has to do smicha. One can do it for all 10 of you. Right? It's not like you're doing it for someone else. It's my carbon too. It's my carbon also. We're doing 10 of us together. Do all 10 have to do smicha? Says we're only 9 have to do smicha. Only 9. Oh, I'm sorry, only 1 even. You don't have to do it. So why are there 3 carbonos? Your father, Avodah Zarah, and a friend. Right? Avodah Zarah means a goy, goy. Right? Inami Isle. Maybe he holds that Ein Echanami, all 10 have to do it. However, Ovid Kochav v'chaveiro, Michad Kornafka, Ovid Kochavim and your friend just learned out of one Karbano. Why? It's not yours. Doesn't make a difference if it's a Gentile or someone else. It's not yours. I don't need 2 sources for that. I three Lehu Treis, I have 2 left over. Right? Because I'm using 1 for a non-Jew and not you and your friend. I have 2 left over. Chad karbano lelo karbano aviv. 1 means you and not your father. Your father, not you. V'idach l'rabos kol ba'al chabur in l'smicha. And the second one was everybody in the group has to do smicha. Fine, very good. Now we said that the rabbanon said from the words hamar yamar, from the extra words, we learn out that a son could do tamur in place of his father. What does Rabbi Yehuda do with those words? Rabbi Yehuda, hi yamar yamar my aviv le. What does he do with those words? A woman can do tamura. A woman can also do tamura. Why would I think she can't? Very weak reason why I think she can't. Titania, lefishakol inyan eino adaber el b'lashon zachar. Because the whole parsha of tamura is written in lashon zachar. I think the whole Torah is written in lashon zachar, no? The whole, since the parsha of tamura is written in lashon zachar, ma sofinu l'rabba says isha, how would I know to include a woman? How would I know that? Hamad Lomar, Imhamar Yamir. Right? That's why it says a double lashon, a man and women too. V'rabbanan, how does the Rabbanan know that a woman can do tamura? He learns it out from the word mivim, and if, including a woman. For Yehuda, mivim lo darish. From the word vim, doesn't include. Okay? At the end of the Gemara. Everyone got that?
A question just about the use of the word hakol.
Yeah.
It's an excellent question.
The whole thing is not even here. Look at the next one. Hakol chayav in besukkah. Everybody has to sit in the sukkah.
Except.
What?
Except.
No, not except. Including. Including someone who you would think doesn't have to sit in the sukkah. Even they have to sit in the sukkah. So lasuye mai. Who does it come to include? Lasuye kard chain tarach li'imo. When a katan's old enough, he doesn't need his mother anymore. He could sit with you for a few hours. He's not going to cry for his mother. Not going to give you a hard time. Already age of chinuch. Ditnan, katan shein tzarech l'imo, chayev v'sukkah. A katan that is old enough and doesn't need his mother, whatever age that is, it's chayev v'sukkah. Chinuch. Mrs. Mitam chinuch. Right? The Briskerov says, because it's such a brisk of art. Because you know, someone who's mitzdayer is pater from sukkah. So if you need your mother, you can't sit there, then you're also pater. So the same thing with this cotton. He can't sit without his mother, so he's mitzdayer, so he's pater from sukkah. When he doesn't need it anymore, he's old enough, he's not mitzdayer. Such a, like a brisk... Anyway, so now you get back to your question, you're 100% right. Hakol, what else should it say? Elu hein chayav in besukkah. How else are you going to phrase it? I hear your question. Right, because it's a misleading statement. Hakol chayavin, and then we're including more people. Right.
Is kol better than hakol?
Right. So, okay, that's the next one. Then it says, there's a Mishnah, Hakach Avim Belulav. Everybody's Chayiv Lulav. Lasuya, who does it come to include? Lasuya Katan Hayadeel and Anea. Comes to include a child who knows how to shake. Ditnan. Katan Hayadeel and Anea, Chayiv Belulav. Once a child's old enough to learn how to be Menanea, whatever that means, he's Chayiv and Lulav. Says the Nativ, wait a minute. Didn't we learn out? Don't we know that you don't even have to do Nanuim? You pick up a little Vanessa, you Yotze. Didn't you pick it up? You don't have to do Nanuim. So why does he have to know how to do Nanuim? Cotton's old enough to pick up a little Vanessa, he's Chayiv and Chinuch. What's Nanuim? So the Nativ answer is, you have to teach your son how to do a mitzvah the way you'll do it. Not the half-baked way. Nobody, it's true. You're Yotze, nobody does that. Everybody comes to shul and does Nanuim. So even though it's true, it's not ma'akev, Yotze without doing Nanuim, but that's how everyone does it. And therefore, that's how you have to teach him. So he's not old enough to do that, he's not chayev. Once he's old enough, he's chayev. The fascinating over here, the Briskov says, you see from here, that Nanuim is an integral part of the mitzvah. He argues in the Nativ. He says, you see from here that, even though the Gemara does say, picking it up, you Yotze, but you see from here that Nanuim is part of the mitzvah. And that it's part of the chinuch process. Next, Hakal Chayavim B'Tzitzis. Everybody's got to wear tzitzis. Right? Lasuye Mai. Who does that come to include? Lasuye Katan Hayadeh Aleis Atev. It comes to include a boy that knows how to rap. Titania. Katan Hayadeh Aleis Atev. A cousin that knows how to rap. Tzitzis. Chayav B'Tzitzis. It's Chayav and Tzitzis. Okay? Now we'll do the Tosfos of Hakal Chayavin B'Tzitzis.
Is it Talos Katan you're talking about?
What?
So Talos Katan, not Talos.
I don't know. I believe we're going to be talking about a Talos Gadol. Because we'll do the next Tosfos.
It's talking about Chayav or Chayav and Chinuch?
Chayav and Chinuch. Chayav and Chinuch. Right? Most people have 12-year-olds that are wearing tzitzis. Why? Because they've reached the age of Chinuch. Right? Most people, one-year-olds, don't wear tzitzis. Because it's not the age of Chinuch. What's that age? Yodeh Aleis Atev. Says Tosfos, Im Yesh Lehem Talis, if you have one. It's fascinating to us, by the way. V'im La, V'im Lo Yachol Litnos Talis, you don't have any money for a talis, you can't afford it. Einu Chayavin, you don't have to get one. You don't have a chiv to buy one, because you don't have a chiv to wear it. Now, there's a machlokas in the Gemara, is a talis a chov on you, or is it chov on the beged? What does that mean? I have a tzitzit in my closet, I have a four-corner garment, and the tzitzis are not on the garment. Why not? Because it's not a chov on the beged, it's a chov on me. So I can't put that on and put the tzitzis on. But if it's sitting in my closet, I don't have to put the tzitzis on. And some say, no, it's a chov on the beged. You got to put those tzitzis on. I'm not wearing it. It doesn't make a difference. Says Tosfos, what if I don't have any money? I can't afford a talis. Says Tosfos, it doesn't make a difference who you hold like. You still don't have to buy it, right? Lo leman damar chov as talis. Not according to the law, it's a chov on the talis. We hold this on the Chovan Gavra. Which is why you walk into a Svarim store, you'll see four-cornered garments without tzitzis attached to them. How could that be? Because no one's wearing it. Totally okay. If you hold it, it's a Chovan Talis, no such thing. But says Tosfos, I don't have any money. I can't afford a Talis. It doesn't make a difference if you hold it's a Chovan me or a Chovan Talis. You still don't have a chiv to buy one, right? The difference between I hold it's on me or it's on the Talis is if it's in the closet. Can it sit there in the closet without tzitzis? Depends.
In your
closet. Oh, okay. Even though the Malach, listen to this, even though the Malach said to Rav Katina, there's a Gemara where the Malach said to Rav Katina, we did this Gemara in Menachos, that Sadina Bekaita, in the summertime you wear the summer clothing, which don't have four corners. And Visarbala Bisivasa, and in the wintertime you wear different winter clothing, also four-corner garments, also, no four-corner garments. So, tzitzis matahela. What's going to be tzitzis? You don't wear tzitzis, Rav Katina. He never wore tzitzis. No, he never wore a four-corner garment. So, he never wore tzitzis. So, klomar, ketamavakesh alilus lipatim tzitzis. Well, you're looking for ways not to wear tzitzis. You get ways to get out of it. Meaning, he was taking the task of Katina. Kedemafarish hasam. Amalei, anshisu Allah esa. You're going to be punished for this. You're going to be punished for that, for never wearing tzitzis. So, what do you mean? Didn't Tosfos just say you don't have a chiv to buy tzitzis, you don't have any money? So Amalei be'idan rizcha onshin, which means when Hashem gets angry, he's going to look around. Got to wear tzitzis? Because Hashem gets upset at you. listen to what Tosa says. Hainu dafka ba'osun hayamim. It's only in those times the chol hatalisos hayibas arba kanfos, where everyone's shirt had four corners. That was the custom of wearing shirts. So every shirt had four corners. You're wearing now without four corners. Hashem started getting very angry about that. Ikka onish la'osu mishana oso le'yipater. That's Hashem gets angry. Someone doesn't wear a four-corner garment. Avu bizman hazeh. But today, sherov talisos peturin. No one wears four-corner garments today. Nobody does that. Shirt doesn't have four corners. Ein onish l'misha ein okona arba kanfos. You don't get punished if you don't wear tzitzis. It's fascinating, no? What? Now, of course, the Shittim Gavetza says, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael. Why do you want to go into Eretz Yisrael? To do all the mitzvahs. Well, not because he wanted to sit in a nice in an apartment overlooking this and that. That's not why he wanted to be there. He wanted to do mitzvahs. So you should try to do mitzvahs. You should try. You should try to do mitzvahs, right? Is it a chiyuv? No. Tosfos, now, do we hold like this Tosfos? I don't know. Because even if you want to tell me the Rav Katina story, now that was only when everyone else did that. So you're going out of here not to wear a four-corner garment. Hashem says, what are you doing? But if Bizman Hazen, nobody wears a four-corner garment, says Tosfos, you can't afford it? You don't have to do it. No, what do you mean? You have to go begging. If you can't afford a dollar coat, so you have to go begging.
Okay.
You don't have to go begging for tzitzis. That's what he's saying, right?
How is this case of chinuch different than every other case of chinuch?
It's not.
So the Gemara says by every single mitzvah, and by the way...
We're going to do five mitzvahs today. We already did three. We did sukkah, lulav, and tzitzis. We have two more. Yeah.
600.
No, not every... No, you'll see. We'll see. You'll see in a minute.
That's one extreme.
Yeah.
Where you don't have to even wear it if you don't have it, as opposed to...
Correct.
What's that? That's optional. You should do that.
You should do it. Ramosha says yes. Ramosha says yes. People don't. You don't have to. Lila's not the man sitzes.
Right.
Next Tosfos says Hayde lehesatef. What does that mean? So Tosfos says Mishum the Omar bebaba bemoed cotton kol atifa sheino katifas yishmeilim eino atifa. You have to share any wrapping that's not the way an Arab wears. What does that mean? Like a Yishma'ili, where all you see are the eyes. You know, people put on talis. They put it on such a way that all you can see is through the eyes. Then you wear it over your shoulders. Some people put a talis on, they put it over their shoulders. That's not really correct. You're supposed to wrap it like a Yishma'ili and then have it rest on your shoulders. Right? Nobody has like a Yishma'ili all davening. Nobody does that. It's not a chiyuv like that. When you wrap it, it has to be wrapped like a Yishma'ili. As the Tosfos says, the Shulchan Aruch passes like that. Ashesafam means just your eyes. Right. Umatasi b'silug echad. I saw in some sefer. She'asa Rav Yosef tuv elam. It's one of the Bali Tosfos. She'nasan sitzes echad mifanav echad lacharav mimin v'chem b'smol. All four corners. Fine. Very good. Then Tosfos says, "Hayodei lehesatef." You know how to wear tzitzis. What does that mean? Vim tomar lemandar mechovas talis. If it's a chov on the talis, then afilu eni yodei lehitchayev im yeshol talis. What do you mean? You have to know how to wrap it. If you hold the chivs on the talis, then no chiv. I have to wrap it. I have to have it put on the talis and leave it in the drawer, right? V'yeshol manon to become makal mochayavin kli kuspa el osa mechuyev. No, you don't have to. When a baby's born, you have a bris milah, mazel tov. You don't have to go by the boy a talis. You don't have to do that. The chov and the talis to have tzitzis. You don't have to do that for someone who's not chayv in the mitzvah. So only when they're old enough to do the mitzvah, you have to go buy them one, right? Fine. Very good. Next Gemara. Hakal chayav mitzvillin. Everybody's got to wear tefillin. Lasuyi mai, what does that come to include? Lasuyi katan hayodea lishmar tefillin. When he's old enough to guard the tefillin, you don't take tefillin into a bathroom. Right, you don't go to the bathroom wearing tefillin. You don't mistreat them. Old enough to know that, the Tanya katan hayadei lishmar tefillin. The kid's old enough to wear tefillin. Aviv lokeach lo tefillin. The father buys him tefillin. Why does it say the father buys him tefillin? And by tzitzis it said your father gets you tefillin. And by tzitzis it said he gets you. And by lulav it said lulav he gets you, because everyone has their own pair of tefillin. Right? Could be maybe a talis not, maybe a lulav not. You don't have to have your own lulav, but everyone has their own tefillin. So that's why he says, "Olkeach, he's going to buy you your own tefillin." Right? Now, we're going to do one more mitzvah at the bottom. Those are four. Now, there's no Mishnah, Josh, that says, Hakol, everyone has to keep Shabbos. There's no Mishnah that says that. So we're only doing a Mishnah which says the word Hakol. So far we did four. Right, now we're going to do another one that has nothing to do with kids. Hakol Chayav Meri'iyah. Everybody's got to show up at the Beis HaMikdash on a regal. Everybody. Lasuye Mai. Who does that come to include? It can't include children. It can't include children. Because it already says, Nashim Vitaf. There's a comparison to Hakel. Just like you have to bring kids every Hakel. You bring them every regal. So it can't include them because they're already included. Lasuye, who does it come to include? Misha Chetzio Eved V'Chetzio Ben Chorin. Someone who's half an Eved and half a Ben Chorin. Half free, half not free. How could that be, such a person? Two partners bought him. One freed him. Yeah. He has to show up also. Even though he's half not chayav mitzvahs. He's chayav like a woman. He has to show up anyway.
Woman has to go.
No. It's a mitzvah sheshes man grama.
Kid.
This
means when the other ones that you mentioned this one here.
What?
What's different on the Re'iyah that doesn't include?
You'll see. Ul-Ravina da'amar. Mi she-chetzi u'eve chetzi ben chorin pata ben Ariyah. But Ravina said that a chetzi u'eve chetzi ben chorin is pata on Ariyah. So then, Lasuye Mai, who does it come to include? It comes to include Lasuye Chiger Biyom Rishon. A guy was lame on the first; he couldn't walk, so he was put from Iyah. V'nispashi Biyom Sheni. But on the second day, he got better. So does he have a chiyuv to come Chalamoid? That's a machlokas. The machlokas is every day is its own chiyuv, or it's a tashlumen for day. I didn't come day one; I couldn't come. I wasn't feeling well. I come day two. Some say you putter. You missed the first day. You missed the first day. I'm sorry. You missed the first day. Come out the second day to make up for the first day. Okay? Others say every day is an independent day. So if you were not well healthy on the first day, you were crippled.
Come the second day.
No, you don't have to come the second day. Because the first day I was putter. What am I making? I'm not making up anything. Nothing to make up. I was putter.
From the first day.
From the first day. But there's no independent day. There's no chiyuv. It's only to make up the first day. If you weren't here, you were lazy, go now. Why didn't you go? I was lazy, that's not an excuse. But if I taka couldn't go, I was potter to go. And now I become chayiv, I don't have to go. So how could he include that? Not everyone holds like that. Every day is a tashlumin for the first day. So now that you're able to go, go. But if every day is a tashlumin for the first day, and on the first day it was potter. Lasuye Mai, who does it come to include? So you want to tell me Lasuye Sumo Ba'achas Me'enov. It comes to include somebody who's blind in one eye. Even he has to go. Why would I think he doesn't have to go? Dulo Kiaitana, not like the following. Ditnan. Yochanan Ben Dahavoy Omer Mishum Reb Yehuda. Sumo Ba'achas Me'enov Pata Men Ariyah. If someone's blind in one eye, he's Pata from Ariyah. What kind of crazy halach is that? Why is he Pata from Ariyah? Because the Shneimar says in the Pasuk, Yeira'eh, you shall be seen. Who's seeing you? The answer is Hashem. Hashem's seeing you. Hashem says, I want to see you at the base of Mikdash. I want to come see you. You come show up. I want to see you. Right? You should be seen. Yera'eh. So, Kederach Shebo Liros, Kach Bo Liros. The way you see is the way that you're, or the way you're seen is the way that you see. Meaning?
So, what's it on the Yachim?
One second. Ma Liros, B'shtei Einov. Just like Hashem sees you with both his eyes, Kaviyachol. Ah, liros b'shtei einav. So too, you could see with two eyes. Which means, if you zoom in one eye, you don't have to go. You're putter. You're a putter. It's a patur. Learn that at psukim. You're putter. So we don't hold like that. And therefore, when it says, I call, everybody's got to show up. Even the guy that's blind in one eye. Even he has to show up. Right? V'boy same. I can give you another answer. Lo'olam la'suyim mishachetzi ev lechetzi ben chorin. Really, it comes to include that guy. He's half free, half not free. I kasha loch Ravina, but Ravina said he's potter. So the answer is lo kasha. It's not a kasha. Kan the Mishnah Rishona. When Ravina said he's potter, that's the old halacha. The old halacha was that there's such a thing as a person who's half slave and half free. Kan Mishnah Achrona. But now there's no such thing. That's the answer, Marcel. We don't allow such a person to exist. So we'll force the other master to free him. You can't have a guy half slave and half free. You can't have such a person. Ravina said, oh, he's putter from Re'iyah. He's putter, no such thing even. When we had such a thing, then you're right, he's putter, you're right, it's taka putter. But now we don't have such a thing anyway. We don't have that, that such a person can't exist. Why not? So now that it can't exist, Hakol includes him. Well, then no, then he'll be completely free. Why? Because Didnan. Misha chati eved v'chati ben chorin. If somebody's chati eved v'chati ben chorin, so over this rabbi yom echad, he works for one master on Monday, and he works for himself on Tuesday, because he's half free. Divir beis hillel. Amru lohem beishameh. So beishameh said, very good. Tikantem is rabbo. You fixed the master situation. He's going to work for the master half the week, and he works for himself the other half a week. But v'atzmo lo tikantem, but he's still not good. Who can he marry? Lisa shivcha, any achal. He can't marry a shivcha. He's half free. And a free man's not allowed to marry a shivcha. Bas chorin, any achal. He can't marry bas chorin either. Yevatel, so he should stay a bachelor? Can't stay a bachelor. Falola nivra olam el lepirvya verivya. The whole reason why the world was created was for pruruvu. The whole reason the world was created was for pruruvu. Shinamar, that's what the world says. Lo sobro lo sheres yitzara. That the world shouldn't be empty. Right? So therefore, Ella, but they take an olam, kofin es rabba v'osa osa ben chorin. You force the master to free him. Right? V'kosef shtar al chetil damav. You give him a star of the half of his money. V'chazir beisil horos ki beishamay. And beisil said, you know what? I agree with that. So there's no such thing anymore. As a half an eved, half a ben chorin. No such thing. Because we won't allow it. So therefore, the hakol, everyone's got to show up to Re'iyah. Who does it include?
No, it could be a case where one master freed him right Erev Yontif, the other one didn't, and you cannot free him on Yontif.
Then he has to show up. Fine, fair enough. So Tosfos asks, well, why don't we say this? How about this one? Ready? The assay of Puruvu is doche, the los assay of not marrying. Why can't this half a guy marry a regular woman? Why can't he? What's that vera?
It's only half Jewish.
So, you're not allowed to marry a non-Jew. So how about the assay of Puruvu will be doche, that los assay. The los assay of we're not marrying Goyim, not marrying... The assay of Puruvu will be doche, that los assay. Then he can go marry. Assay doche, los assay.
Only the first time you do it, maybe the
Pretty Rivers are the first time. Lie between the Jew and the Goyim.
He's half Jewish, though.
Every time you become a mitzvah,
no?
That's not a problem
for
a
group. So tell us why.
Because it's given to a guy.
What about the world shouldn't be empty. That I say, given to the whole world.
Exactly.
So that I say should be doche, the lowest I say of not marrying a guy. And tell us
that's one of the
shabbos
for me now.
No.
It's not.
The whole world was created for this mitzvah.
Pick it all of them.
So tell us his answer is, I was thinking about that answer. He doesn't give that answer. He gives a different answer. You know what he says? The only time we say I say doche lowest is if you have no other way out. You have no way out. For example, can you do bris milah on a baby where there's a tzaras there? So now I'll remove tzaras, but there's a bris milah, So that mitzvah, bris milah is doche the lowest as they're removing tzaras. Happens at the exact same time, and there's no other way out. It's not coming off by itself, it's a tzaras. We don't have to wait 20 years maybe. Who knows? How does a baby that's 8 days old speak Lashon Hara? That's a different question, right? But you hear? But if there's another way out, then we don't say, what's the other way out? Free him. There you go. Okay, next we'll do one more. Then we'll take Hakol Chayav in Tkia Shofar. Everyone's Chayav in Tkia Shofar. Lasuye Mai. What does that come to include? Lasuye Katan Shigia Lechinuch. It comes to include a Katan that he Gia Lechinuch that reached the age of Chinuch.
Right.
How come by the other four mitzvahs there was a simon what the age of Chinuch is? Does he need his mother? Does he know that knew him? Atifa? Can he guard the... Here it just says, Yigiel Lechinuch. Why? I'll give you the answer tomorrow. What? Why? So that's true with the other ones also.
Not really. What?
Why Shofar different? Why Shofar different? Why? You should say, whenever he knows that they have been mechavi, he'll Shofar. Whenever he knows that he'll pull Shofar. Whenever he knows that he hears Shofar. Why does it say, Yigiel Lechinuch in the vague way? Rashi says something crazy. Rashi says, "Bepluksehi beperek basra de Yuma is a machlokas in the last parak of Yuma. Chad amar kivar. What age is that? Chad amar kivar. It's a shmona, kivar teisha, 8 or 9, depending on if he's now. Chad amar kivar teisha, kivar eser, 9 or 10. Shemichanchen also l'shos. At that age already, you start having boys fast and girls on Yom Kippur. L'shos means for hours. He asks Tosfos, what on earth is Rashi talking about? That's the age when you start introducing fasting to kids. That has nothing to do with a mitzvah which requires kavana. What's the connection? No connection. Rashi says a thing from about fasting on Yom Kippur. What age? 7, 8, 9, 10. Whatever, the kids are strong, weak. That's why it's two ages. Some say the two ages, one's for a boy, one's for a girl. Some say it's for weak kids, for stronger kids. What have to do with Long Shofar? Nothing to do with each other. So one answer I saw was just like Tekiah Shofar. Let's say a guy only knows how to blow truas. Only knows how to blow. So blow truas. Ain't ma'akvin zezeh. Not ma'akiv. Blow whatever you can. So two, fast for a few hours. Only can fast for a few hours. That's okay too. That's the connection between Shofar and fasting. That's how Rashi threw this in. You hear that? Do whatever you can. Do your best. There's no such thing as a half a mitzvah when it comes to tzitzis. Don't have tzitzis for two corners. No such thing. When it comes to shofar, there is such a thing. That's how Rashi wrote that. The other answer, we'll do tomorrow.
That's if you say that
everybody have a good day, and we'll pick up tomorrow right here.